O people of Sion, behold, the Lord will come to save the nations, and the Lord will make the glory of his voice heard in the joy of your heart. Last week, in the first Sunday of Advent, we were able to reflect on the season and how, at the time, the world was very much in darkness, a very pagan world that had turned away from God and was in great need of a Savior. And that still holds true for us today. We need our Savior. And there is much darkness in this world, and it seems at times to be increasingly chaotic. And that's why our cry is like that of the saints and the angels. Come quickly, Lord, and save us. Last week, we were also introduced to the first great figure in the season of Advent, the great prophet Isaiah, the greatest of the Old Testament prophets, so much so that the church fathers would often call him the fifth evangelist, because everything in his prophecy pointed to Christ in an even bigger fashion than the other prophets. Christ being the fulfillment of all prophecy, Isaiah sets out for us what Christ looks like, and then we see his fullness in the gospel. Today, St. John the Baptist, our second great figure in the season of Advent, comes very much in the spirit of Isaiah to prepare a way for the Lord, to make a highway for our God. And John the Baptist is quite an amazing figure. Christ himself calls him the greatest man born of woman. So no offense to St. Joseph and the other saints, but Christ himself has pointed out St. John the Baptist as one of the greatest saints for us. And that's why, especially in the East, there's always an image of St. John the Baptist in the church. Often in the West, it's part of our baptismal fonts. Obviously not ours, because it's kind of a unique setup here. But in the East, you always had Christ, Our Lady, and John the Baptist, because he was the great forerunner of the Lord, the great precursor that pointed him out to us, very much in person as well. Being the cousin of Christ, he knew him and pointed him to us. And we repeat his words at every Mass. Behold the Lamb of God. And John the Baptist was quite a man, quite a mountain man, you know, clothed in camel's hair, wearing a leather belt, eating locusts and wild honey, and living in the desert wilderness, and then preaching, a fiery preacher. But in spite of all these things, the thing that makes St. John the Baptist stand out the most is his humility. As a son of a priest, he automatically had a dignity that he could have demanded from the people easily. But instead, he chose to humble himself and to say those famous words that we hear in another gospel, "He must increase and I must decrease." And so that's the kind of humility that we have to have. We may have great gifts that we can glorify God with, but that's the idea, that they glorify God and not us, so that we can serve him, to serve his people, and always prepare that way for them, to lead them to Christ. And what we prepare for, of course, is the coming of Christ at Christmas, course, in the first coming, but as we reflected on last week, the second coming of Christ in glory and in judgment. St. Peter reminds us today in the second reading about how we must be ready for that day of judgment. And that's why this season of Advent is so important for us to take seriously and to take advantage of it. In Advent, we need time for reflection. It's very easy to just jump to Christmas, to its familiarity, to its comfort, because we like Christmas. But to do so would be doing ourselves a great disservice. We need this time of reflection, especially after a year that we've had. We can't just ignore it and move on. We need to sit with it. We need to reflect on it. And especially to see what darkness is still in us, that Christ can come in and bring his light to heal. We need to sit and pray with that. So I encourage you to take time in prayer during the season to see where Christ needs to come in your life, and to invite him in, so that when he comes in Christmas and in the second coming, he may come in mercy and in healing. Therefore, in this season, review kind of what spiritual practices you are doing. We often talk about giving things up for Lent. What are you giving up for Advent? Are you doing additional reading, additional fasting? Our confessions are available more than usual, same times, but we have an additional priest at every confession slot. So be sure to take advantage of that. We have to spend this time preparing ourselves, because we must always be prepared for our Lord's coming, so that we can say with the saints, "Come, Lord Jesus." And when he comes, may he come in mercy to heal those places of darkness within us, that he can be the king of all of our lives throughout the entire world.